Leading the news this morning, demonstrators in Egypt have called for a million-man march as the Egyptian army has vowed not to fire on its own people. The announcement is a bad sign for President Hosni Mubarak, as he may have lost the support of the powerful military. Thousands of protesters are vowing to stay on the streets until the president resigns. The federal government has chartered a plane to evacuate Australians from Egypt as violence there threatens to increase. Prime Minister Julia Gillard says a Qantas 747 aircraft will leave Cairo on Wednesday. DFAT says the volume of calls to the Australian Embassy in Cairo has crashed the switchboard. The department is encouraging those concerned about family to call Canberra's Consular Emergency Centre. Syria looks set to join the growing list of Middle East regimes facing anti-government demonstrations. Leaflet and internet campaigns are demanding human rights and economic reforms and calling for rallies outside the Syrian parliament in Damascus. Queenslanders are again battening down for what could turn out to be the biggest cyclone that the state has ever seen. Category 3 tropical cyclone Yasi is expected to intensify before hitting the coast between Innisfail and Proserpine early on Thursday morning. Winds may reach 260 kilometres an hour and it could bring yet more rain to the state. And in Japan, a volcano is spewing rocks and lava kilometres into the sky and it's forced more than 600 people to leave their homes.